The following is the realization of His Holiness Narmada Goswami.
So I know this devotee, Vaishnavi, Nandarani, right from her very young age. She was so much devoted to Radharas Bihari and very active in attending the programs. Always she appears to be transcendentally surcharged. And we heard that she left the body. We couldn't believe, actually. But anyway, whatever Krishna does, sometimes we may not be able to understand, but He does everything for the benefit of the devotee. Maybe Krishna wanted her association. That's why He called her back so soon. And she is really very talented devotee. Especially when I read her offering to Gopal Krishna Maharaj, I was so moved. And the philosophy, the deep understanding of Krishna consciousness philosophy we expressed are so wonderful. Anyway, we only now have these thoughts about her, but they remain forever. Even though she is physically not present amongst us, but her movements, her activities, as a Krishna consciousness activities, will always make us remember her. There is no death for a Vaishnava. Living in precious Krishna consciousness and going in by their instructions, by their activities, pastimes, they preach Krishna consciousness.
Okay.
And there is no loss.
Okay.
Because after all, we are not the controllers.
That's right.
Everything is in the hands of Krishna. And so we may propose so many things, but disposal is done by Krishna himself. So He disposes. So whatever He does is good for devotees. That's true. Because He is the best wisher, the well-wisher of all devotees. Suhridam Sarvabhutana. So whatever He does, we should take it in that spirit. And then hope that she will go on enjoying the pastimes of Krishna's devotees. Vaikuntha Lokas. When we also had an opportunity to go back, then we'll meet her and tell her how we have discussed all these topics. So we come together and separate everything by the desire of the Lord. He arranges everything, it's not in our hands. Yasmat Priya Priya Yoga Samyoga Janma Sukhakuna Sakala Yoga Nishindakema Vada Dara Sreshta. So we are separated from very dear things sometimes, and we are provided with unwanted things. So these things are around, and then every living entity is burning with lamentation in the material world. But what is important is that when we develop these relations in relation to Krishna, then there is no loss at all. It is eternal. We are existing with the understanding. But the only thing is that the material body is not present before us, but the soul is there. It's a part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is present everywhere, and the memory is also there. Just like Krishna is not different from His pastimes, His activities, His form and all that, His name is not different. So the devotees are also, because they are part and parcel. They are not different from their first times. Their activities, what they have done, you know, they are remembered forever because they are in relation to Krishna. So there are so many material these things and all that. But they are all miserable, material. Because lamentation is there. Because we lose something very dear. And we get an association of what we don't want sometimes. So we become upset. And then this burning lamentation is still there. So, what is the use of this desiring of material things? So that's why Prahlad Maharaj says, yes, my dear Lord, Oh, Brahma, Lord, please give me your devotional service so that I can go on enjoying life with you. Devotional activity. So that's what Prabhupada said. Actually, spiritual activities are the answer for everything. Material remedies are more miserable than material miseries themselves. The so-called remedies, material remedies, are more miserable than miseries themselves. That's what Prabhupada said. There's no use of all these things. Spiritual remedies. So when somebody is Krishna conscious, Swarpam Apyasya Dharmasthayate Mahatrubhaya. Even little service rendered to Krishna, chanting one time Krishna's name, that helps the living entity. So even little service rendered to Krishna, that never goes waste. A devotee is assured of making advancement. So even in the case of sudden happenings like this, like Nandarani, so there is no loss there. Because it is, after all, the controller is Krishna. He conducts things. His energies conducts according to his direction. See? The whole material nature is working under his direction. No one can act against his desires. He is the supreme authority, supreme controller. Everything goes on. So whatever his plans, we can't understand. But we understand that Krishna is the beneficiary of every living entity. Whatever he does for the benefit of the entity. When Krishna kills somebody, there is a meaning for that. If it is done according to the desire of Krishna, they are liberated. Even the demons are liberated by his killing. So what to talk of a devotee? So there is nothing to bother about it. Should leave it to Krishna. Whatever he desires, always takes place.